It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk sky spider webs, which I think are some of the worst kind of spider webs. Spider webs that drop from the sky. Is that what's happening in this?
I don't like it.
Pretty much.
I don't care for that at all.
Dan and Aaron, it looked like Halloween decorations went rogue in the sky today. But experts tell me that it's a normal thing spiders do, and it's called ballooning.
Long spider web looking strands, many in the shape of upside down balloons. Hundreds seen falling from the sky over the Central Coast Wednesday.
I've never seen anything like this.
They're giant, much bigger than I imagined.
Yeah.
So waking up this morning, I go out to the back deck.
What is he holding, a trash can in his hand? What is that?
No, it's a Stanley mug.
Yeah.
They're getting bigger.
They are.
He really loves sun-kissed soda.
Drinking a cup of coffee, and I look at the moon, and in the moon, there is a strand of white going across it, and I'm thinking, that is weird.
Looks like it was when I was a teenager,
when I'd go look at the stars.
Spooky sight, seemingly appropriate for the start of October, but are spiders really falling from
start? It's looking more and more like number three.
It does in that picture where it's all over that lady's palm.
Falling from the sky?
Kind of is, spiders falling out of the sky. What it is there are these little spiderlings, baby spiders, and when the conditions are right, they will release a bunch of silk and they will fly off to new locations.
Kirsten Pearsons, an entomologist farm advisor for Monterey, Santa Cruz.
What was her name? Kirsten Kirstens?
Kirsten. Yeah,
Kirsten Pearsons.
Oh, okay. Oh, Pearsons.
Yeah, Kirsten.
I really thought it was Kirsten Pearsons. I'm like, okay, what did she study? Spiders?
Mm-hmm. Spider spiders.
Santa Cruz and San Benito County says this is called ballooning. Common in the month of October all around the country.
Maybe this is why spiders are so popular in Halloween decorations.
Experts say
I don't think so. Because this happens like in one county in California. I don't think that really everybody's like, I want to be like that county.
Well, she said it happens all over America.
Never seen it. Didn't happen.
maybe not quite in the quantity.
Experts say the sudden heat could have been a possible trigger.
It's the heat and the late season heat that can, spike those webs coming off those trees, and depending on the winds, which were a little higher in the morning, it just started traveling through the air.
From Monterey to Santa Cruz to Hollister, these webs were visible. Sean in Live Oak.
There are strands everywhere. It looks like a teenager's bedroom.
Right?
Oak collected some samples with his students to study.
Yeah, it's totally sticky. It balls up anytime you really touch it.
Yeah, we're still talking about spider webs?
Yeah. Sure. Strands.
It's near like a puddle or anything. It just
yeah. Like if it's around something wet,
yeah,
then it's going to get really sticky and bally.
Sort of, yeah.
Disappears.
There are about 3,000.
It dissolves a little bit if you add water.
Yep. Yeah, but then it kinda
dilutes it.
Yeah, it kind of turns into that weird gluey.
Yeah, then it's like almost like hairspray for a while.
8,000 spider species on the planet. Most unharmful. Experts say there is nothing to be scared of.
Unharmful BS. Let me tell you something. There's nothing more harmful than walking through a spider web that you didn't know was there.
Right.
Because whether or not you get hurt the rest of the day, you're paranoid out of your mind because all you can feel is a spider on you.
Yeah, imagine you can't get the web off you. It's impossible.
You're walking in a wide open space and all of a sudden you got hot strands falling from the sky and you don't know where they came from. It's getting all sticky and bally.
It is not something that I would be alarmed about. It's in terms of the spider's lifestyle, it's perfectly normal.
That's what I used to say about the strands I would have show up phantom-wise.
Look, it's Mom, this lifestyle is totally normal.
It's totally normal, Mom. All the kids are doing it.
Most of my spiders ended up in tube socks. I learned to do all my own laundry.
Christopher, why does it sound like I'm dropping bricks into the washing machine when I drop your socks in there?
I said I'd do my own laundry, Ma.
It's part of my lifestyle, Mom.
Leave me alone. Don't ask questions about my spiders. Let's go back to the reporter, Maitland.
Kirsten tells me that this doesn't mean that we'll have more spiders in our area. It just means that they're relocating, and this could continue in the coming days if conditions continue as they are right now. Reporting in Aptos, I'm Brisa Colon, KSBW.
How is you are the most spider-averse of the group, I think.
Yes.
Not that the rest of us are like, yay, spiders. But if a spider web fell out of the sky and you felt a spider on your face, you'd lose your mind, right?
I wouldn't love it. I would not love it. I hate it, like Kelly mentioned, when you walk through just a strand where they've gone from, you know, a tree to a house or mm-hmm. whatever, and you get on your face and you go, ah! And you feel like it's on you the whole time. It's not so much the spider itself. But yes, if I had an actual spider balloon land on me and there's a spider in it, I wouldn't love that at all. I'm fascinated by spiders. I don't mind that. I don't mind seeing them or watching them as long as I know they can't get to me. Like the one that I had on my house a few weeks ago was this big garden spider. And it was neat because I knew it wasn't going to come get me. I saw it before I walked through it. Now, if I had walked through that, I'd have lit myself on fire and I'd be gone.
You don't want to do that.
Because I would have never recovered from it anyway, mm-hmm. so I might as well just die now.
It is mentally devastating. Like,
That was a big one.
Yes. It's not good.
It was a big one.
One time in my garage, I was going to clean it. This is years ago. And I was just going to, y'all talked me out of it. I was just going to pressure wash the inside of my garage because there's so many spiders. Y'all were like, you don't want to get wood in your garage wet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to go in there with a bug bomb. So I was going to do that. Before I did, I had to get some things out of there so the bug bomb wouldn't cause a fire. And I moved this little thing of like gasoline or whatever, and a whole bunch of little baby spiders went.
Ooh, that's
everywhere.
The worst.
Yeah, they'll go fast.
Oh, I was not happy. One of our buddies, felt them the rest of the day.
Haven't been in there since.
Oh. One of our buddies used to be a window cleaner here in town, and they would basically sit on a seat that they'd straddle the rope, and the seat was a little bigger than a Frisbee. But there you are. You're big. In a harness, but you're up 10, 15 stories. And he told the story about one time he was using the squeegee on the window and he saw a little sack and he just tapped it trying to knock it off. And a bunch of spider babies burst out of it and crawled immediately onto that thing.
Terrible.
And now they're all over his body and he's 10 stories above.
And there's nowhere to run.
I would unclip myself and just fall.
Yep. Hope I land on him.
Yeah. Hope that I took him out in the process.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.